Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 159.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We have a new mixture in.
There you go. Oh, my God. We're all surrounding Ray. This is always awesome.
Yes, yes. And while we were trying to get you on, my question was, why are all the Asians I meet that I'm attracted to tops? You know, that's the question. I'm surrounded by tops. So I guess we're just going to be scissoring each other.
Okay.
So well, just cursed.
Hey, we're on, cursed. Guys. We should say hi to the audience. Hello, audience.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
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 This is Nard. And who else are here? Yes, of course.
From the edge of the galaxy to the city of Houston, it's Ray.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And on the other side of Houston also, is he was here in episode 155, is it? Is Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Wayne. Hello.
And in Vermont, it's Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey.
Hey. So, wow, we got together again for another Chaser show.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Hey.
I really love Chaser shows.
Yeah.
We get a lot of... it's kind of delayed. we're not too synchronized, I guess. But, yeah, we're Skyping in. Everybody's Skyping in. And we're just... winging it the way we want to. But before we go to our topics that I emailed you guys, I don't know if I emailed you guys, just wing it. How are your weekends? Jeffrey, you're the farthest. So what's going on? You have a lot to tell us. You went to Buffalo Bear.
Yes, my weekend was pretty good. I'm pretty much kind of recuperating. Like, for the last day, I've been recuperating. I came back from New York State, and I haven't been doing very much. I've just pretty much really getting back in school, and it's kind of weird. It's like all the homework just hit me really hard too. So I'm trying to like deal with that, and you know, trying to put up the photos of the Buffalo Bear trap on my own side, and just lots of stuff. So
yeah, I'm excited to see that. I want to see those pictures. Did you take videos or anything? Any hot bears?
I didn't do any videos, but all my photos of the event are actually on Flickr right now. So if you do a search for Buffalo Bear Trap 2007, it should come up. Yeah. Or if you just go, if you look up my profile, you'll find me.
All right. Awesome. How about you, Wayne? What's been going on with you? Are you guys home buddies again?
Yeah, we were home buddies. We were fixing the house.
Oh, just like
painting, before. You know, fun stuff.
Did your eyes go white again while painting, and then painting? I don't know. It's like Isaac Mendez. No, nothing like that, right?
No murals. Just no murals. Just fun priming walls.
Okay. We're so busy. And Ray, how about you?
Let's see. What happened this weekend? My mind just went totally blank.
Well, what do you
the perfect top. I have nothing to say about anything. No. What did we do this weekend?
Ooh. Okay. Well, you.
I unpacked. I took a dresser, unloaded it, sorted all the stuff out, made a pile for junk, made a pile for yard sale or donation to Goodwill, whichever you're gonna do, and a pile to keep. That took all about an hour. I hadn't started packing anything else since then.
Used dildos.
No. No, because you don't use dildos.
You don't.
So I say after about a year or two, they start deteriorating anyhow, and they're just not worth giving to anyone, even your worst enemy.
Okay.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know that.
At least it's biodegradable. Is it? I don't know.
Well, I think it's highly used.
I think it's just the plastic that they kept. Let's put it this way. I gave somebody one year for a Christmas present. It was clear. Now it's cloudy.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Ew. Ew.
Not like brown cloudy. It's just it's rubber.
Oh, gross.
Does anybody here have a fleshlight?
Uh-oh. Good question.
No.
No, but I see people asking about those all the time online.
Actually,
those are really good.
Oh,
they're really good.
You mean you have one or you borrowed one?
Borrow sex toys. That's nasty. I have my own. It's actually really good. I like it.
Uh-huh. Actually, I have to confess, I have one too. I have. Did you get the vajayjay or the ass?
I got the ass one.
You got the ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, baby. Actually, there was one somewhat accident because it was really a new product that a friend of mine had. And then, what's this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's this? Well, use your imagination. I don't know what it is. Then they stuck my finger in it. And then I just found out then, oh, let me see. Oh, I see what you do with it. Oh, I see what you've done before with it. You've been...
Oh.
Yeah, so, oh, and I stuck my finger, and I stuck my finger in it. So.
And it was all sticky and crusty,
yeah,
right?
It was pretty sticky, so... It's kind of funny. But yeah, those are... I don't know. I tried it, but it's not really... I don't know. It's not the real thing. It's not the real thing, so... Oh, my God.
Well, I think it feels pretty real.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. Tops. For you, Ray. Yeah.
Well, actually, I was going to say, if anybody wanted me to bottom for them, send me your fleshlight and I'll holograph it, and then you can say I bought them for you.
I see. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, actually, I have to tell you guys what happened last weekend. My Mike got to meet my my parents. And my parents and my folks, my cousin and my gay uncle. And it was, yeah, my, and he met my lesbian cousin, so it runs in the family. And it's a good experience. I mean, Mike got, was really scared at first, but he's okay with it. I mean, my mom said, oh, take care of Maynard, you know, so that's really sweet of my mom. And it's good to... You know, it's important that parents meet their partners, their children's boyfriends or whatever. So, you know, it's always important. So they won't be a stranger if anything happens.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's...
Was there a language barrier problem or...?
Oh, no, not really. Actually, he was... I've been teaching Mike some Filipino words, so he's been learning. So he's pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Does your mom know English?
Oh yeah, everybody knows. In my family, except for one, couldn't speak. Only one couldn't speak in English. But most all of us were just, you know, conversing with him. Everybody speaks in English, so it was pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It was a good experience. Anyway, so yeah, I'd like to hear any weird stories at Buffalo Bear Trap that that you did, Jeffrey.
Tell about the sling, Jeffrey. Tell
yeah, tell us about the sling you were on. And
wait, I haven't seen the sling yet. I'm looking through his pictures. I saw the games you were playing. Kind of interesting.
Yes, the Bear Factor games are really cool. Those are really fun. I really enjoyed it this year. And last year, I won the Bear Factor actually. And this year I didn't win, but I got second place, so I'm really happy about that. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be in, you know, in second place even. Wow. And what did you do? What's the hardest thing that you did that you did there back at the Bear Factor?
I think for me was there's basically like three parts to it, and for me the hardest part I think was the third part. The first part, to me, it was kind of difficult, but it wasn't bad. I mean, the first part, you just had like a toilet plunger, like you used it kind of like as your dick, and you kind of like had to like fish off these rings off this like fake bear, I guess you could say, this like mannequin bear thing. And then, it was kind of difficult, but it wasn't that bad. The second one, you just had to pull out a piece of chocolate from this fake ass, and which is kind of nasty, but it's just a piece of chocolate, so...
Was it a Kit Kat, or
no? It was actually I don't know what candy it was. It had like Nestle Crunches in it. It was like crunchy and like.
Oh, it's a little crunchy. It's a little nutty.
Yes.
That's really gross. Yeah, it's always something like that. It has something to do with getting something out of someone's ass or a mannequin's ass. Wow.
The third one was probably the hardest. The reason why I say that was because you basically had to, like, it's basically the equivalent of, like, cum chugging, and they mixed this really weird concoction of milk, yogurt, I think some fruit in it, and all this other weird stuff, and then you basically had, like, you know, a funnel and a hose, and you had to, like, try to beat the other person chugging. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm like a college student, so I was thinking, you know, that, oh, well, Jeff should win because he's in college, but no, I don't drink, so...
Oh, that's right. So
I have no experience in chugging or hosing or whatever you want to call it.
Excuse me? Hosing and chugging?
Well, it's a big funnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what they all say.
Oh. Wow. So you didn't, you were disqualified at that because you don't drink.
Oh, well, no. There was no alcohol involved. There was no alcohol.
All right.
So, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, drinking in college, you know, like everybody through college probably should have at least done this once, but I never have, so.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Actually, Jeffrey here has posted a lot of questions. Actually, did you see the list, Ray?
Yes.
And Jeff, it's pretty
long. I noticed none of my choices are on here.
Oh, really? Well, it is a Chaser show, so you have...
Okay.
No, I mean, yeah, it also applies to you. There's a lot there that applies to you, and we go always reverse the question anyway. So I picked a few that were left off before, and then we'll do some random stuff. Probably draw it from a fishbowl or something, or write a program that... That picks the question for us. But anyway, okay. So, shall we get it? Do you have the email that I sent you?
Yes, I do. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Yes.
Go for the first one. Go.
As a chaser, how do you use Bear 411 and other bear sites when you are online? Do you get approached by bears?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your question. Yeah. So, go ahead. What do you think? What happened, Jeff, on your side?
Well, I mean, I'm not on Bear 411 anymore, but pretty much as for, like, all the bear sites, lately I've been on Big Muscle Bear a lot, and I'm just spending a lot of time in the video chat room, so that's a lot of fun. But I find that...
I know why,
it's
okay.
Very interesting. So.
Ah, all right.
But I pretty much just... I've taken the stance of the Jane Goodall of the bears, and I just sit here and I just watch the bears, and I don't really do anything. No one really approaches me. Occasionally, some bears IM me, and then we have a little chat or something. But generally, I've taken the approach where I just watch, you know, and I don't really, because what I used to do is when I was on Bear 411, I used to message a lot of bears, and these were guys that I didn't know, and it was kind of interesting because, you know, sometimes I would get something back, but it's almost like 90% of the time to 95% of the time, I didn't get any message back at all. And I was thinking maybe it's because they were bear for bear and they weren't interested in me or whatever. I didn't know. There was no, you know, there's no way of knowing. So, but that's pretty much my experience. So I found that to be somewhat kind of painful, you know, but I mean, kind of not, and kind of, you know. So I figured I'll just take the stance of being like Jane Goodall and just watch the bears. So study the bear.
Study the bear and be a voyeur watching them, watching their videos. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, let me see. How about you, Wayne?
I don't use any of those.
Any networking or like MySpace or Facebook or Twitter or Pounce or any kind of ICQ or Yahoo or whatever? No?
Pretty much no.
Oh, you don't? Oh, because...
No, I created a Facebook, but it's just because everyone kept asking me about it. I created it and I had a total of like 9 people added on, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, do you plan to go chat, or why is it that you don't want to go? I mean, just to meet people, or you're just worried that your boyfriend would be very angry?
He would probably be pretty angry.
I see. Okay, I understand that. Yeah. Understandable. Yeah, I used to chat a lot before I stopped, and then just because you know, starting the podcast and everything, I got to start chatting in Bear City, and that's where I see a lot of, you know, chat with lots of people, and not a lot. I don't even go online that much. And lately, I've been trying out Bigger City, actually. So it's awesome. I mean, just checking out the bear scene and how people chat, and being approached. Were there one or two people who probably was just said hi because of the podcast, you know, saying hi. And there was one local here in Houston, but he never messaged me back. But maybe I'll see him on this coming Saturday, Ray. So, you know, during the Bears on the Run or our social at Tony's Corner Pocket. Yeah.
We'll yeah.
See. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. How about you, Ray? Do the reverse. So, yeah, the reverse part.
As a bear, how do you use Bear 401 and other bear sites? When are you allowed to get approached by chasers? Well, Bear 401, there's not that many chasers on there from what I can tell.
That's right. I think we know why. Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, the couple that are, you know, like, that's how Johnny Lee talked to me most of the time, was through Bear 401. But the most of the chasers that have talked to me have been on Bigger City or on Bear WW. And some of them I've emailed, looking through the pics, and said, oh, he's kind of cute. And then there have been some that hit me up and talked to me. Of course, most of them all live in Canada, so there are very few that live close by.
But the chasers are in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a ton of chasers in Canada.
Yeah. There's a lot of Asians there. And, yeah, there's a lot of Asians there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Canada.
Well, you know, there's also more members on Bear WW, too. I don't know if you guys know that, but
yeah.
If you look at the numbers compared to Bear 411, there's more on Bear WWW. So.
Yeah. Oh. Plus, I mean, I don't think they discriminate either. I think it's just open site for anybody that's either a bear or likes bears or, you know, so chasers, admirers, otters, whatever you want to call yourself. You know, mm-hmm. you can pretty much get on there and you don't have to be this set stereotypical type of what mm-hmm. they consider a bear. So.
Yeah. And okay. Bear City is pretty much the same thing. You know, they're really open to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always
yes.
good.
Yeah. They're really good. They're really good about that. They even let women on the site too, even if they wanted to get on. I haven't seen any women yet, but
I've seen one. This mother bear of bears BOSF, something like that. It's from South Florida. There was one member, I think, who joined simply because she is a very very active, very a big supporter of the bear community there. So there you go. She's the mama bear, I think. We talked about it in the show a few months ago. That's right. It's a good thing Jeffrey, you just reminded me. That's right. I think I posted her link or something. And I don't know if people... Yeah, what do you think about that? How would they approach her? Because
well, probably if you're friends with her or if you knew of her, you know, they would probably approach her and, like, you know, start conversation with her and chat with her and stuff. And we at my local bear group here, we kind of have a mama bear, too, and she's really awesome. And once you meet her, you're like, you just love her, you know. She's just awesome, and everybody likes her. And it's probably about the same effect, you know, but I think if you didn't know her, you'd be like, well, what the fuck is this, you know. You might be like that, but then, you know, it all depends on how you feel, like, about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow so yeah, I haven't messaged her. Yeah, I haven't messaged her. Maybe one time, one of these days. I don't even know if her it's in Bear City. Actually, it's in Bear City, so I have to check her out. Maybe. Yeah, anyway, so anything else? Go ahead.
I have an interesting sub question for our first question, I guess you could say. What I've been thinking lately is that, you know, a lot of us chasers, we pretty much, you know, we're looking for bears and stuff, and so we go onto all these bear sites and stuff. So I started thinking, well, you know, there was this one day I saw this it's called AsianAvenue.com, I think it is. I don't really remember, but it started getting me thinking about, you know, I wonder if I should ever create a profile on there, being that I'm Asian, and maybe there's some bears on there that would want an Asian guy, you know, so... I started thinking this is probably like the other way of creating a profile, basically being the passive approach to it, you know, being looking to be found, basically, in other words, as compared to being actively looking for a bear.
That's a good idea.
I was, I was pretty much curious, like, would you guys consider doing something similar to that, like maybe like on Asian Avenue or even just like gay.com or just other non-bear related websites? Have you ever thought about creating a profile on there and looking to be found by a bear, basically?
Me personally, I think I don't know. I just relate myself more to the bear community than the Asian community. I guess that's how I feel. Although I am active also in the Asians and Friends here in Houston, but I've been, you know, doing the podcast and everything. I get to be more on the bear than on the Asians and Friends side. Yeah, that's me. So to answer your question about joining that, I would be reluctant. Right now, actually, I'm even reluctant to join any bear site because, you know, I'm partnered in everything, and I'm busy myself, and the chatting is not really that my priority, and going online, so I have to add another profile in my portfolio of profiles. So I don't know. I kind of doubt I would. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Ray, what about you, Ray? I mean, have you ever considered going to a non-bear site to look for chasers that are interested in bears? Or,
well, you know, I had my gay.com profile and I had a Manhunt profile, and I don't think, other than other bears on the site, well, there were a couple exceptions that somebody that I would consider a chaser hit me up. But it was more that, but it, you know, if I tried to talk to anybody other than there, you know, never hear from them, that you know, I'd be ignored. But the one or two that hit me up, always their profiles looking for muscle twink guy, and the only times they ever hit me up was like if they're either desperate, I guess, I don't know, or a couple of them that I talked to, they were more like, well, I kind of like bigger, stockier guys, but you know, that's not. But it was a whole social thing that, you know, they don't want their friends to know that they were into bears. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that was only like one or two that ever hit me up like that, I think. But usually on Gay, you know, I finally canceled my Gay.com account because it was, you know, you'd get on there and you might chat with a couple of people and that was it. So, mm-hmm. But now if there was like chaseitforbear.com or something like that, that was, you know, more tuned to what I was into, then maybe, yeah. So, but then do you end up with a site of bears looking for chasers with no chasers, or the other way around, a site for chasers with no bears?
I think it goes both ways. Where people just, you're constantly looking, but it's hard to find, just like you.
Yeah.
You're looking for chasers and it's hard to find them, and chasers are looking for bears and it's hard to find them.
Right. Well, I think it's a unique problem. It's a unique problem between chasers and, you know, the bears that like us. Because, I mean, if you're just a bear for bear, you just, you know, go on Bear 411, or if you go on, you know, Bear City or all the, pretty much any bear site. But yeah. I think it's a unique problem for us chasers and for the bears that like us. It's very difficult to be either be found or to look for that. Because, I mean, me looking for a bear, I'm basically looking for a mental preference within a bear that likes chasers. You know, you don't see that, versus I think it's easier for the bear for, you know, bear for the non-bears, you know, the bears that like chasers, it's easier for them to find us because they just look for the thin guy or the chaser. But I still think it's some search engines within these bear sites, they don't have, like, you know, bears that are into chasers or guys that like into chasers. Like, I think Bear WW has that, but I don't think, and Bear City has that. Bear City, Bear WW, and Bigger City has that, but Bear 411 doesn't have that, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
because it's not a chaser site. It's specifically for bears. So.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the other problem is that the bears that aren't chasers don't really classify themselves as a bear.
That's right.
I've met several people like that.
Actually, I in another podcast, Oh My Pod, it's Peter and Pinoy Boy. Peter doesn't really consider himself as a bear, but if you look at his Flickr page, his Flickr photos, is really my type of a bear. So it's kind of, yeah. So you're right, Wayne. There are people who don't consider themselves as a bear, but you know they do have the features of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it took, and when, you know, I first moved to Houston and people started talking about bears, I was like, what the hell's a bear? And I didn't really know what a bear was, and I never associated myself as being a bear. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I was a twink with eating disorder. So, but you know, I mean, you know, so that's true too. I mean, yeah. You know, and plus, most of the bears that are into chasers usually don't stay on the market too long.
Oh, they get yeah. hooked up already.
They get hooked up pretty quick. Okay. Yeah,
they get caught by
they
the
get
chaser.
Caught. Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, so it's time to draw the winner for the Halo 3 for the Xbox. Yeah, we have one winner. And, okay, so I gave you the list, and we're going to select randomly. So, here we go. Drum roll.
Okay. Okay. I got the winner. You want me to announce it?
Okay, say it.
All right, the winner is Bob D.
Bob D. Okay, Bob. Congratulations, Bob. Woohoo. Yeah, okay, I'll send you an email. And congratulations on winning the Halo 3 game. Okay. So, Mike, what are you doing? Are you sleeping now?
I'm getting ready to.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can't be sleeping if I'm picking winners on the computer, can I?
Okay. All right. So you go sleep, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Love you.
I love you. Bye bye. Time for some bear events, guys. Wild Bear Weekend, the Run Undone on November 9 in St. Louis, Missouri. Wild Bear Weekend is just part of Bad Dog Saloon's continuing effort to raise money for a local AIDS charities. We do this in a way that maximizes funds for the charities while maximizing the fun factor for our patrons. Besides our usual tantalizing strip bear contest and edgy tattoo contest, this year we will also include a contest for the best beard, best belly, and best butt. No, best chest hair. No. Okay, so these contests raise money for charity while Bad Dog Saloon provides the winners with their prizes and delivers your libations without gouging you at the cash register. So come to the Wild Bear Weekend and let your hormones loose at Bad Dog Saloon, where everyone is welcome. So for more info, go to baddogsaloonstl.com. Next event is West Florida Growler 15th Anniversary Bash. Wow, 15 years. Okay, that's going to be on November 10 in Tampa, Florida. Calling all bear clubs to help us celebrate a milestone in the club's existence, we will be calling this night a Wild Bear Hoedown. The festivities will be at the Midtown Tavern on Saturday, November 10 at 9 p.m. Midtown Tavern is located at 9002 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida. We are asking that everyone who would like to attend, please bring a teddy bear for our annual drive and you could receive a very nice prize. Please join us at one of our favorite hibernating places for a truly memorable evening. So, again, that's going to be on November 10 in Tampa, Florida. Mr. Maryland Leather 2008 on November 10, Baltimore, Maryland. So, yeah, Command Run 19. Make plans now to join us for our 19th anniversary weekend. Wow, that's pretty long. So, that's going to be November 9 in Club Hippo, Baltimore, Maryland. And it's going to be $4, $40 for the contest and dinner, and $25 for the contest alone if you're not going to eat. So this weekend, we'll celebrate Command's 19th anniversary and the Mr. Maryland Leather 2008 contest, a preliminary to International Mr. Leather 2008. Yes, IML in Chicago. So this is an AMCC-sanctioned event with proceeds to benefit Brother. Help thyself. So for more info, go to commandmc.org. This episode is brought to you by The Average Male magazine.
opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. With a one-year subscription, you get $25 savings off of the newsstand, so place your orders now. They do 6 issues a year. So for more info and for subscription, go to averagemailmag.com. Now let's go back to the show.
Do we want to move on to the next question?
Oh yeah, I guess, yeah, go ahead. Who's got the next question? Ray, go ahead, what's the next question?
Actually, this should be a Wayne question, number 2.
Oh, okay, alright.
Oh, chase your camaraderie, and some get along and be friends, and some don't. Experience any chaser rivals? For this is actually very new to me, because pretty much soon after coming out, I met my partner, and we've been pretty much together ever since. So I've been kind of out of the whole community, the whole scene, and I've just recently been back, kind of trying to get back into it, just to be part of the community. So so far, it seems the chasers that I've met are very nice, and we've been very friendly, as far as I can tell so far. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's for me.
Well, Maynard and Jeff, how do y'all feel about it? Consider y'all go to bear runs.
Oh,
what's the competition like?
Okay. I got some experience. Of course, during IBR, I'm with Johnny and Jeffrey when I first met Jeffrey here, and whenever we hang out in TBRU, that's awesome also. And yeah, with Wayne, you know, just hanging out with whenever we're going out during bear dinners or whenever we go or else. Oh yeah, when we podcast. I mean, it's always good. But there was one time, I do have one story. Back in 2001, there was this Filipino guy in Chicago, and he came over for it was actually an event called International Friendship Weekend here in Houston. So he's a chaser. Okay, he likes bears the same way I do, and this was even before when Venture N was open. You know Venture N, Ray?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah. Yeah! Everybody knows that. Yeah. Well, many of the Houston people know about the Venture N. But Venture N is a leather bar, and it's got some kind of a private club and stuff like that. So, anyway, this Filipino guy
used to be a leather bar.
It used to be a leather bar. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we were hanging out, and you know, there was this cute guy who would pass by, and then of course I had a boyfriend back then, so. I really wasn't looking for anything, but just the mere fact that I reacted to it like, "Whoa, what a bear!" I guess that's where it started. Whoop, what a bear! Wow, and then no, he's mine. You know, he's like, "Come on, take it easy, boy. Come on." Well, okay, fine. You're visiting. Okay, go ahead. Do whatever you want. And actually, that's the thing. That's the only thing that I really experienced about having a so-called rival, but it was really just a joke. But all in all, I really didn't experience any real bad rivalries against any other chaser. I've always been friends with other chasers, and I intend to remain that way. Well, yeah, that's me. How about you, Jeffrey? Any experience with other chasers? Not in bed. Go ahead.
Well, generally, my when I meet other chasers, it's generally pretty good. I've never really had any you know, like rivalries, I guess you could say, and generally pretty much there was this one time where, you know, I don't want to get into specifics and start drama or gossip or whatever, but there was this one guy that I did meet at a bear run one time, and it was kind of funny because he kind of viewed me as a rival, and I was like, I mean I didn't really think about that, but. And then he was actually pimping me out, and it was really weird. He was like, "So, what bear do you like? You know, what do you like?" And I'm like, "Well, I like him, and I like him, and I like him." And then he was actually trying to get these bears to like interact with me or to hook up with me or something. And he was like pimping me out to them, and I was like, "Wow, this guy's really nice." And I didn't understand why he was doing that. And afterwards, I kind of like, when it was just me and him, I took him aside, and I was like, "So, why are you like doing this? Why are you, like, helping me? This is, like, weird. And he's like, well, to basically get, you know, so, you know, to get you off the market so that, you know, I can have the rest of the bears.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow. Okay. It's like, that's, I mean, that's not really the way I kind of look at that because, I mean, you know, just because I'm off the market doesn't mean, you know, other bears won't like me. I mean, it's really based upon your, you know, whether bears, whether they like you or not. I mean, you know, whether you're partnered or whatever, so. But I just thought that was hilarious, and I was like, wow. So.
That is weird. But you know what? What I like about, you know, being around chasers also, we like comparing notes. We like talking about, like, yeah, the same way. Like, you know, what do you think of that guy? Oh, yeah, I like this, I like that. And, do you have an email address or do you know how to contact me? Oh, this bear profile is this, this and that, you know. So, oh, really? Okay, I'll look it up. And then we both giggle and stuff.
Well, I think everybody does that. I mean, me and John go out and do crap like that. I'm like, damn, John, he's cute. What do you think about him? You know, I mean, and we're a couple. But, you know, even going out with other bears that are into chasers and stuff, I mean, we do the same thing. Actually, me and a friend of mine, it's almost kind of like a rivalry. I mean, you know, that we've kind of gone on as far as bears after chasers. So, and of course, I always lose out to him. So, but, you know, I also have to look at it. I have a partner. It's not like I, you know, I'm going out and looking to meet somebody and, you know, he's in that deal that he wants to be in a relationship. So watch, you know, why am I going to fight for somebody that, you know, for no reason? So. Yeah.
You can't just avoid those cutthroat people. Yeah. You know, I gotta get him. I want him.
It was kind of nice for me and Johnny when I met Johnny in IBR, and then we went to Bear Pride. We started having lots of chaser camaraderie, and it was really nice because we started realizing that we speak the same dialect of Chinese too. So we actually started. Basically, you know, giggling about bears, and we were all like talking in Chinese and everything too. So it was funny. We're doing it in a whole different language, and bears are looking at us like we're crazy or something. Like we're like two Asian guys that were lost in like this bear event thing.
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, you know, going to a bear run and you're the you know you and another chaser just walking around and. And laughing, having something in common, and it's just—I could just imagine you and Johnny right now.
Yeah.
I think that's the good thing about you know going to bear events. I think that if you find a chaser and you're like really good friends with him, I think you should go to bear events together because I would think that that's a really big tip for chasers if you ever go to bear events. You know, because then you don't feel lonely and you can talk to each other and you can still have a good time. You know, and that's just awesome.
Yeah, and if none of y'all ever seen Jeffrey work a room, it's a sight to behold. Because he worked TBRU this year.
Yeah. I think I remember. Yeah, I remember you, Jeffrey. Who's that guy again? From Austin. Oh my God. Okay, we're not name him. We're not gonna name him. But
let's just say I smelled him. He smelled really good.
Oh, okay. Oh God!
And I got his underwear.
Oh, you got. I think we have pictures to prove that. I think I have.
Videos. We have videos too.
We have videos of that too. Oh my God! Anyway, okay, so yeah, that's an interesting topic. My God, chaser rivalries. Maybe we'll put that in the show notes. And what happened? Anyway, so what's next? What's our next topic?
Fat friends make you fat. And chasers.
What? Is that how that's
how it's written.
Oh, okay.
Fat friends make you fat, and chasers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think. Yeah. How does anyway? Yeah. If you're around, okay. I have a lot of bear friends, and they like cooking or eating out a lot. So, I like. What do you call this? Oh, like in Nashville, I went to... Oh, somebody got off. Somebody got disconnected. Anybody there?
It's Jeff.
Jeff got disconnected? Okay, yeah. Let me cut this. Damn, Skype. Skype is really fucking us up. Okay, so where were we? We're talking about
Fat friends make you fat. And chasers.
Yeah. So yeah, as I was saying earlier, I have a lot of bear friends, and we always tend to eat a lot. And either they cook or we go out all the time. Like in Nashville last month, I went out with these six other bears. We went to Red Lobster, and they kind of encouraged me. So that's the term there, encourage. I was encouraged to eat endless shrimp. And that's all you can eat, scrimp. Yeah, all you can eat, scrimp. Yeah. That's how I say it in the South. Yeah, so yeah, I ended up really, really bloated, eating a lot, and oh gosh. And I guess having friends with you who are big would eventually make you big. Or what do you guys think?
Well, I think if you have a chaser, then they're naturally going to better either know how to cook or be able to afford to go out to eat a lot. Because how many chasers chase skinny guys?
Yeah, and then they go vegetarian or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you guys cook, or do you consider yourself encourager and gainer? Does that fall into this category, I guess?
It kind of does, because I do cook a lot, and I do like to cook. And mm-hmm. I only know how to cook one size, and that's to feed like a family of 12.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me ask you, Wayne. When you cook, was there a time that your boyfriend would say, "Oh my God, we should really eat what we need to. We should really watch what we're eating," but then he still eats it, you know?
Yeah, he'll still eat it and go back for seconds and thirds.
Okay. There you go.
And then I'll turn around and go, "Where are the leftovers?" Like, "Well, I was hungry and it was good."
There you go. So you've been encouraging him. Wow. So how about you, Jeff?
Unknowingly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always wondered this too. I never really thought about this, the flip side of this, because I think you got this question from that article that's been going around I think a while back about how, you know, fat friends make you fat and skinny friends make you skinnier, or you gain weight based upon your friends. And I don't know, it's kind of interesting with me and Michael. He's always talking about eating healthy and stuff, and whenever I visit, he always ends up gaining weight for some reason. Which is not a good thing, but I think it's because of the food that I buy. You know, I don't really buy healthy food. I buy a lot of junk food, and I don't know. And he ends up eating more of it than I do, and I'm always like, "Okay, well, where's the chocolate?" I'm like, "Damn." And then he's like, "Well, we should eat healthier." And then I started eating healthier, and then, you know, and then it's kind of funny. I always wondered what would happen if I ate really healthy, and then what would happen with him. So, mm-hmm. But
you'd waste away. I'd go through that too. I'm guilty of that too, buying tons of junk food.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's too easily available.
But what's good with the chasers is that, well, sometimes, actually it's not affecting me lately, that no matter how much you eat, you just don't gain the weight. But then the one who
right.
you're with, your boyfriend, the bear boyfriend, would usually keep, which you know would gain more, I guess.
Is that because you're filling them with cum, or
no? giving them food. No, actually, I don't know. It must be
no,
metabolism.
Protein's good.
Yeah, protein's good. Yeah.
Krispy Kreme well, bad.
Yeah, but you know, I myself, you know, there was one time that you know, no matter how much I eat, I only stay on 168. And one time, a friend of mine hit me on the head on that one. "You shut up." I understand. People, you know, they eat a piece of bread and they gain a lot. It has something to do with metabolism, I guess. I guess it's my metabolism. But lately I've been gaining. I think I gained about 5 pounds already. I don't know why. Maybe it's the junk food. You're right. And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And an interesting thing for me is I generally, my weight, I stay around 110, and
You're 110? Oh my God.
Yeah, some 110. I broke 100, I think, when I was in, like, in 10th grade, I think.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at your pictures from the bear run, and I was like, he's wafer thin. I'd break
that. Yeah, I'm really... That's one thing I hate about it. You know, I don't like being this thin, and that's one thing, you know, when I want to be a bear, it's like I want to gain some weight so I can be thicker and, you know, and but...
Oh, my God, that's how I was before when I was young. I was really, really frail. I was really thin and everything, and you know, no matter how much I eat, I just don't gain the weight. And that's it. Maybe that's why I'm attracted to bears, because I want to be one.
Hmm. Well, for me, it's like, you know, I don't really gain weight, so, I mean, no matter what I eat, but there has been something really been interesting that, you know, I'm Chinese, and the weird thing is whenever I eat a lot of Chinese food, for some reason, I actually gain weight. Like, you know, if I have my mom cook me, like, something, and I eat it, like, every night and constantly, like, you know, day after day, week after week, you know, I actually start gaining weight. But if I eat American food, I actually don't gain weight. You know, like lots of McDonald's, potato chips, hamburgers, pizza, and you know, Pizza Hut and shit. And mm-hmm. But I don't. It's really weird like that. So.
Yeah. And later on, you just, you know, and you gain about 5 pounds, and later take
right.
Take a dump and lose 5 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gross. I'm sorry. The listeners might be eating. Sorry.
There's one out there saying, take the dump on me.
I didn't know you're into that, Ray.
God. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't want German chocolate. I want Asian chocolate.
You want Asian? No Belgian chocolate, no.
No Belgian chocolate for me.
Oh. Did you guys watch that movie? What is it? Another gay movie. Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Belgium show with Graham Norton.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's really gross. I don't have a glass table, and you need to have a glass table to do that.
No, just lay in the tub, Maynard.
I totally missed all of that.
Oh, really? Okay. It's a... Yeah. You haven't seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I'll come over sometime. We'll watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's got... what's his name? Richard Hatch from Survivor. The first Survivor winner. And he's new.
Yeah, he's really hot in that.
Yeah, he's cute. He's hot. And, you know, so you see his dick and everything standing up. He's not erect or anything, but he's really all out there.
And he's with some little chaser.
Yeah, that's right. He's a chaser. Oh. No, he's a bear for chaser. How do you say that? Yeah. Anyway, he likes thin guys, I guess. I'm not sure.
But well, in the movie he did.
In the movie indeed, but I'm quite sure. It could be something else in reality. Where is he now? Is he still in jail?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I was wondering.
He's out. He's out. And actually, I think he's partnered, I think.
Oh, he's partnered. Really, okay. Sure. I'm not sure. I mean, I just read on the news before. But yeah, he's hot. He's hot in that movie. So you gotta watch that, Wayne. You gotta watch another gay movie. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go over to Ray's house and watch it.
Yeah.
I got a ton of them.
You have a ton of gay movies. Speaking of movies, what have you guys been watching lately?
Heroes?
TV shows?
Heroes.
30 Days Night comes out this week, folks.
Is that
the vampire movie?
The vampire. Okay, that's right. Oh my God, vampire movies. That's always. I haven't seen a vampire movie for a long time now. But Ray, I gotta ask you. Did you guys watch Heroes? Who else watches Heroes? Wayne, do you watch Heroes?
Yeah, I watch Heroes.
Oh yeah. How about you, Jeffrey? Do you watch it?
Yeah, I've actually just started watching it, and I've been trying to catch up, actually.
Okay,
so.
This might be a little spoiler, okay? So, to the listeners, sorry. Did you see that part where he was flipping up the pictures of his brother, and he shaved his face already, right before he saw himself on the glass mirror, and he saw that he saw a distorted face of himself?
Yeah.
If you rewind that, there's this... probably in my, I think so. Okay, some kind of a homoerotic post between Peter Petrelli and the Nathan Petrelli. You know, there's a gay pose of them wearing tuxedos as if they're lovers.
Oh, I have to watch it again.
You gotta watch it. That's again. I'm telling you.
I'll have to watch it again.
It's very quick. I mean, it's a fraction of a second. And I even posted it on my live journal. I saw it, and my God, the brothers don't post like that. It's kind of weird.
I'm sure they took pictures of Milo from his prom or something, and then pasted what's his name's face on it. Because there's a picture of him in his prom tux, it looked like. Because he was all being goofy and stuff, because it looked very much like he looked when he was in Cursed, mm-hmm. when he was much younger, so.
Yeah. Wait, let me just check. Is everybody on? Wayne?
Yes.
Jeffrey, okay. I thought there was some kind of silence, and I thought somebody got lost again. But, I saw that. I saw the pictures, and, guys... If you guys are watching with your TiVos, go rewind it if you have if you taped it or watch it online, or if you downloaded it with your iTunes, go rewind and see that part where there's a somewhat, I think it's gay pose between the brothers, and I don't know, I kind of find it incestuous, so it's kind of weird, yeah. And that's funny. There's no Peter Petrelli this time, though.
No, they kind of left him out this time. I think the next episode's going to bring his storyline back.
Yeah,
because you know they're
they keep adding so many new characters.
I know. I hope it doesn't. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Okay, another spoiler. Another spoiler. Sorry, audience. What is that? The girl who was gaining, you know, whenever she watches something on TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, first the flower, she could make the flower, and then arrest her. Yeah. I hope she doesn't watch Debbie Does Dallas.
All I got to say is I need that power, because I could be some awesome superhero by now if I could do anything I saw on TV.
Can you imagine that if you had that power and watch X-Tube all the time? Oh, my God, I can do that too, you know? Or
I don't know if you want to do some of those things on XTube.
Oh, that's right. No, I don't think so. No.
I will say this, because they announced that the guy that plays Siler, is going to be the new Spock in the Star Trek movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It looks like, I mean, yeah, he would be.
Yeah, every time they gave a good face shot of him, I sit there and imagine him with the pointy ears and the eyebrows. And that kind of, you know, that's all I could think about during the entire show.
Uh-huh.
Every time he was always like, "That's Spock."
Yeah, that's so awesome. I mean, I think he would be a good. He's a good actor.
Yes,
you could tell by even though, besides all those killing that he does in the show, when there was one time when Siler was in the first season, when he was with his mom and you know there's uh-huh. a normal conversation. It's like a soap opera right there. He's pretty good. That's what I think. Yeah. And yeah, him being Spock, we'll see. When is it going to be on?
What?
The movie.
The movie? They start filming next month.
Oh, okay. So it's
they're just waiting to cast Kirk, and I think by the end of November they'll start filming.
There is one who's going to be Scotty. I forgot. Simon.
Shaun of the Dead.
Simon yes. Pegg. He's going to be Scotty. Actually, I was thinking it's supposed to be the Doctor from Stargate.
Yes, they thought that's what the thing was, but they haven't cast Dr. McCoy, I don't think. So there still might be a chance for him to be McCoy. Who knows?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, is everybody still there, Jeffrey?
Yes, oh, I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys plan for this coming weekend? Jeffrey, how about you?
Lots of homework, basically, and nothing really exciting. So
nothing really exciting.
I wish there was something exciting going on, but
I see. Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, what's your major?
Computer engineering.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to be a geek. You're going to be having all these computers at home, hacking, hacking eBay or PayPal. No.
Yeah, I have six computers going right now.
Yeah, he must be doing it right now. That's right, Wayne. Yeah. How about you, Wayne? What you gonna do this weekend?
I have nothing planned right now.
Oh, okay. Will you be able to get your boyfriend out for Bears on the Run on Sunday?
I'll ask him, but
we'll see.
You know how hard it is to pull him out into public events like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, on episode 158, with Roy and Shannon. I had Shannon in the show in the previous episode. And, yeah, we talked about what they're going to do on Bears on the Run. It turns out that Nakia won't be going out of Texas. He'll just be playing in Texas. And then there's just going to be five of them touring. So, yeah. Yeah, so I thought Nakia is going to be playing until up to Ohio and stuff, but he's not, I guess. Okay, so Ray, how about us? What are we going to do? We're going to help out. How are we going to help out?
Well, let's see. Saturday morning, you're going to come help me wash cars at George's.
Oh, that's right.
Car wash.
Okay, we're going to do car wash.
And Wayne's going to bring all three of his cars over for us to wash them.
Ah.
I just washed and waxed all of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, they need it again.
So, are you going to drive
them
all?
I'm very particular.
Oh, very.
So then you're saying you're gonna come help wash cars on Saturday morning? So,
is everyone gonna be in their Daisy Dukes? What?
Well, I was gonna be wearing my thong, but
you are?
No.
Is that legal?
I don't think the world's ready for that.
I don't think I'm ready for that. So, and then Saturday night,
wear a mask. You could wear a mask, so no one would know that it's you. How's that?
I could dress up as a wrestler number one. and then Saturday night we have our HAV social at Tony's Corner Pocket,
mm-hmm.
which is the first social there, which should be pretty good. Oh, and by the way, I sit out. That's what I did Sunday. I took all Sunday afternoon to get TABC certified, and God, that was a long class.
Oh, you can serve liquor now.
Bring a lot of liquor. Serve liquor now. So, and it was just like, oh my God, is this ever going to end? This is so boring. But I took a lot of notes. And I still made an 88 on the test, even though I had a bunch of notes with me, so it was kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's one class, one test, that's it?
That's it. You take it took me a little over 4 hours to take the class. They allow you 6 hours to take the class mm-hmm. from start to finish. And if you don't do it in 6 hours, you have to start over again from the beginning.
Wow.
So, and it was like 10 different things they broke it down into. You know, and it's just into, you know, how Texas laws work. You know, you have these little role-playing games, all this kind of stuff. So
it's like defensive driving.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Is the teacher a comedian? That helps.
No, it's a computer-animated, cartoonish-looking person.
So. It's a hologram.
What really gets you is most of the stuff's timed. So, like, you know, if you read fast or, you know, it's not a part they're reading to you and you read fast, you have to sit there for 4 minutes waiting for the timer to click before you can move on to the next section.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of drove me crazy. But
nice.
Oh, it's made so you can't just skip through it.
Right. I mean, you know, you got to sit there, read all this stuff. And if you get done, then it says, go back and reread while you're waiting on the clock tick down. And I'm like, oh, Lord. So.
Is it a computer or just really just a screen?
It's just a screen. So.
And how many were you in the class?
It was just me. I mean, it's an online program you take.
Oh, it's an online. I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were in real class. It's a virtual.
No, it might have been a little bit funner if it was a real class, but you know.
Yeah. That's the point. Yeah, if you do it in a class in a big room, that would be more fun, and 6 hours would really pass by really fast.
Yep. So
now you're a legalized online priest and you can serve alcohol.
Yeah. And in Texas, if you are a parent or a guardian, you can buy your child alcohol and give it to them and they can drink it while you're standing there in your presence.
Are you serious? Is that
I'm serious. I did not know that.
Yeah,
most restaurants don't do that though.
Most restaurants, that's they true. Will. They'll serve to the parent.
So
they'll give the drink to the parent. Whatever you do with it after that is up to you. But they will serve to the parent.
I didn't know that.
I thought that was interesting.
How about
I had friends that did that too for their kids.
Really? Maybe they do that so they could sleep early?
No, they were not really kids. No. They're like high school and it was,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're a little bit more liberal parents, I guess.
Wow. Parents can serve their kids. I didn't know that. That's scary. That's a scary thought.
Is it really?
For me, yeah.
No, it's very common. When you go to London, you see kids drinking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that
well,
big a deal.
Of course, that's an educated European country, right? Some backwoods.
Same thing with my friends that grew up drinking pretty early. They grew up knowing about it, too. So it was never deprived from them, so they never went crazy and started getting drunk because it was something kept from them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, well, I think Jeffrey here cannot take the test. Well, not TABC, but because you don't drink at all, do you?
No, I pretty much don't drink. I'm not. Just it's never really ever interested in drinking.
Yeah, and if you do, you have to be drinking a little. I mean, you know, you should know. You should be at least be a social drinker for you to take these tests. Is that how it is?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that don't drink at all that are bartenders and work in bars, and I'm sure there's a lot of waiters and stuff that serve alcohol that don't ever drink the stuff. I know when I first started waiting on tables, I never really drank.
I knew liquor sales reps that never drank.
Yeah.
Really?
But they sold alcohol, yeah.
But if it's, liquor, yeah, that's fine. But what if, you know, mixed drinks, like I want a mint tulip, please, or I want a screwdriver. I mean, they just calculate by thought and, here, try this. If it's not good, let me know. Is that how it is?
No.
Recipe.
Yeah, that's recipe. And that's bartending school. That's a whole different thing.
Ah, okay.
That's a whole different course.
Because in your case, you can serve beer. You open a bottle, there you go.
I can mix drinks. I mean, the TABC certification is just so you know. It's basically so you know the laws and how to serve people and when to look to cut people off and stuff. It has nothing to do with about being an actual bartender. But all people that pretty much most restaurants and bars and stuff require their waiters and bartenders to take the certification. Because then if that bartender screws up, then if they've taken this class and they've done something that's against company policy, then the company's not here responsible. It's that bartender's fault.
Okay.
You can be 18 years and older to serve, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you take the class
too? No, I have friends that were waiters. And
I see.
You can be 18 years old. You can't. All you can do is serve it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I lived in Virginia, one of the interesting alcohol things was you could hire somebody 18 years old to work in the store, like at 7-Eleven. Say if you worked at 7-Eleven, you could be 18 years old and work there, but you could not be left alone in the store because you had to be 21 to sell alcohol in the state of Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So you couldn't really hire anybody under 21, because in most 7-Elevens there's only one person working.
Mm-hmm.
Or most convenience stores, unless it was a real busy store. So,
like in clerks. So that's a good, you know, that's a good idea if you take these classes and you have you can moonlight, you know.
Yeah.
Besides your work, you can go to the bars at night and serve drinks. It's a good side job, I guess.
Yeah. I couldn't do it because I couldn't remember all the recipes to mix all the different drinks that are out there. I got screwdriver down. That's why I drink it all the time, because I know how to make it. It's easy. And a white Russian, I can do that.
How about the whiskey sour or...
No.
Okay. Mimosas. No.
I have no idea. No clue.
But anyway, guys. Hey, sorry? Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
Okay. So anyway, hey, we're running on 24 minutes on the second half. We're almost an hour, I think. And yeah, it's, well, it's great. I mean, it's good that we got together. Well, Johnny wimped out on us, so I think he's too tired. He's tired because of volleyball. It was
I thought he had a WoW tournament.
A what tournament?
WoW, World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft.
Oh, is that what how it is? Okay, I thought. Oh, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Oh, I've heard of those games. I mean, somebody I know is plays World of Warcraft, and they have a tournament, and he won about $1,500. His team.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are the real deal. Just playing for money, really. World of Warcraft's tournament. It's crazy.
Typically, people buy and sell characters.
Mm-hmm. I think they banned that. I think they don't allow that anymore. I'm not sure. But yeah, probably I'll just go to eBay and check if they do. if they still sell them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, hey, we got to wrap this up. We might go over our time limit or something. Is everybody still there? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wayne, okay. Suddenly there was it became quiet. Okay, so contact info, guys. Wayne.
Just as usual, contact Maynard.
Okay, all right.
If you don't mind.
Maybe I should set up an email for you or something. Like,
I'll set up something.
Wayne@bearpodcast.com, something like that. Yeah. Well, maybe like that, something like that. Jeffrey, go ahead.
You can contact me through my website, which is jeffreysdomain.com, which is jeffreysdomain.com.
Mm-hmm. And there's no E between F and R. Okay. Yeah, I should remember that. I always misspell it. And Ray, go ahead. Yeah.
I can be contacted at ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Or you can contact me to the MySpace account, HughBearDad. And if you add me as a friend on MySpace, and it's because of Bear Podcast, let me know, so I know where all these people are adding me from.
You owe them a BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Okay, anyway.
How cute if there are a bear you are.
Uh-huh. Anyway, okay, guys, so if you have any comments to the show, go to the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Leave a comment there. Also in iTunes. It's great to have comments and reviews in iTunes. Also, what else? Email, bearpodcast@gmail.com. And myspace.com/bearpodcast. You can friend us there. Well, guys, it's been fun. We should do this again, probably, I don't know, probably in December or something like that. The schedule's kind of filled up this month, for the next few weeks. And it's always good to have the Chaser show, and we get some good feedbacks whenever we do a show like this. Mm-hmm. So, thanks, guys. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Wayne. And we'll catch you guys next week. And yeah, Ray, I'll call you. Yeah, I'll contact you tomorrow.
Maybe
chat or something like that. Okay, guys, thank you.
Wayne, Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye, guys. All right. That's it for the Chaser edition of Bear Podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I would like to welcome all the citizens of Bigger City from biggercity.com. If you guys want to catch up on older shows, just go to bearpodcast.com. Okay, so if you guys want to send your comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and give us a feedback on iTunes. Yeah. Okay, so that's it. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.